This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
It's Free Talk Live. We're launching into the second hour of the program. Our toll-free number tonight for you is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. What is a financial abortion? I have no idea, but Melanie's going to tell us about it coming up here in a little bit. We've been talking about disorderly conduct. It's one of the favorite catch-all charges for the police to throw at somebody that they just don't like. You do something that police don't like, they'll throw you, you know, a disorderly conduct charge. In the case of our guest in the first hour, Jeremy Kaufman from Library, LBRY.io, the blockchain-based media protocol, decentralized video uploading, basically, is what it is, and it's pretty great. They arrested him for trying to leave his house, for trying to walk off of his property, or in the, originally he was trying to drive away, and they wouldn't let him walk away either. It was during a lockdown, in which they had locked down a fairly large swath of downtown Manchester, it sounds like, streets away, apparently, from the alleged incident where the police were investigating a homicide. However, the very person that the police were looking for, turns out he wasn't even there in the building. And so they basically had this lockdown for 9 or 10 hours for, you know, no reason whatsoever, because there's nobody in the building. But beyond that, even if the alleged killer was holed up in that particular building, I'm sorry, I don't think the police should be able to tell you where you can't go. I think you should be able to take a risk. And in this case, he was actually trying to just leave his home so he could go pick his son up from a babysitter. I think you should be the one who's taking a risk. The police should be able to inform you of what was going on. In this case, they did not. They just told him, you got to stay in your home. Go back in your home. And they wouldn't tell him why. They just said, it's a public area, or public scene, I think was the word. It's a public scene, said the officer who was threatening him.
Which seemed more in reference to what he was doing than being a crime. Like, you're, like that, to me, that sounded more like you're making a scene, not
oh, they definitely
this is
made
a crime scene.
They definitely made a scene. I mean, the cops love to bring out their toys. They love to bring out their guns, their Bearcats. I don't know if the Bearcat was there. I wasn't there. But they certainly sounded like they brought out quite a bit of hardware. He said there were dozens of police that were occupying the streets. And so disorderly conduct is that charge that they just love to bring against you. And we were discussing kind of the legalities of this. I was sharing some of the statute here in New Hampshire, which is a fairly lengthy statute, and there's a lot of nebulous language in here that allows the police to do a whole lot of stuff that I don't think they should be able to do, like lock down an area, including not just the area in which the incident is allegedly happening. So again, let's say the killer, there was a killer, and he was actually in the house, which he wasn't, but let's just say there was. Okay, I could understand, hey, we're not going to let you go knock on that guy's door during this standoff. I could see that one, right? Oh, there's somebody with a gun inside.
Right, yeah. So, and I don't know that that statute allows you to just lock off an area because there is some other area that is a danger.
It does. It says you can lock down any adjacent area. Now, how long of a distance adjacent means is another question. Is it the house next door, or is it three streets away?
Right, so if they were like, well, you know, there's a volcano in the state house right now, and there's lava flowing onto the floor, so we're not going to let you in the state house, and we're not going to let you on the streets that go around it either. Like, okay, but then that doesn't mean you can lock down, you know, the other side of town.
That's the question, is how far is far enough? How far is too far? And this was one of the questions that was brought up in the James Cleveland case, where our friend and co-host James Cleveland, a.k.a. Robin Hood.
But here not really, because that was a jury trial, not an appeal.
Well, no. It was part of the James Cleveland case was how far can a officer legally order you to back off?
Right, but so it was a jury trial, which means that we don't know what was an issue in the James Cleveland case.
Well, no, I'm saying it was an issue because it was brought up. It was a subject at controversy during the trial, because the police are going to say, Well, we can just back you up as far as we want. Is 2 miles too far? And these were some of the questions that were talked about in the case. It was definitely at issue because it was something that the jury had to take under consideration as far as, is this person guilty of disorderly conduct? In the case of James Cleveland, he did move back when he was ordered to move back. But when he was ordered to move back a second or third time, whichever one it was, because he moved back once, and then I think he might have moved back a second time a little bit further. And then eventually James planted his feet down and he said, no, I feel safe here. I'm not going to move back any further. And there weren't any, like, arbitrary or visible police lines that had been set up. It was just an officer continuing to tell him to move back. And that ended up being a hung jury 6-6 on that particular case. So half the jury thought he should have been moving back further, and the other half thought he was within his rights.
So that's no relevance to really anything other than to James Cleveland. You don't, not only do you not have an appeal, which is the only thing that would be present, at the end of the day, what you have is a null pros. The fact that the prosecutor decided to null pros after that hung jury, I can't cite that in a case. Like,
no,
I can't do anything with that.
No, I get what you're saying. You're saying legally it's not precedent. That makes sense. But it was still at issue, and it will likely be at issue in this particular trial. Well, how far away was he? Was he 3 streets away? That wasn't really made too clear as to, like, where was this alleged situation actually happening? And how far away from an alleged situation can the police control an area? These are questions that remain unanswered, basically. And obviously the police are going to say, well, we can do it as far away as we want to. 5 miles? No problem. You know, because they're the cops and they're going to push for the ultimate control. They're going to push for the ultimate so-called authority over any given swath of land, and the job of the freedom advocates here is going to be to push in the other direction, saying, well, this is unreasonable. I mean, this is clearly unreasonable. This alleged murderer was 3 houses away or 3 streets away or whatever the distance was. Like I said, it's going to be an interesting trial. Let's go to the phones here, your calls and thoughts, and then we'll talk about more disorderly conduct-related news. I've actually had this one in my show prep for a couple of weeks about Myrtle Beach, where they apparently are going to be considering disorderly conduct charges for people who say things that they don't like. And we can get to that coming up here in a moment. But first, Daryl is on the line in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Hello, Daryl. You're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Hello, Ian. I noticed your name. It's actually... Oh, I apologize.
That's okay. Go ahead.
Kind of my point is a little bit less sentient now, but I still will make it, because your name is like, I was going to say, like, I am Freeman, like, I am free man, you know what I mean? Which is
very observant. Cool. Yeah, that wasn't my intention when I did that, but somebody pointed that out to me, and that's cool, man. So what were you calling about tonight?
Well, I was curious, I got my shirt off, but then you got your shirt on today, and I'm like, what, how come the shirt's on today?
Because,
ma'am, I don't
here.
Know if you know...
It's getting cold here in New Hampshire.
I don't know if you know, ma'am, I'm a big fan here. And I was watching the other night, and this fellow's got his shirt off while he's doing the show. But so I'm just curious, how come you all had your shirt off that day?
Well, you do understand that it gets hot and cold in places. Here in New Hampshire, it can be very hot, and then it can get very cold shortly thereafter. So it's been pretty cold here, Daryl. I hope that helps you. I'm sorry to disappoint. Thanks for the call. Toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. Some people really are interested in the in the shirt status of some of the hosts, because sometimes we have topless Wednesdays
here. Well, you didn't kind of make it a big deal at one point.
We made it a big deal?
Yeah, you like announced
topless Tuesdays
or whatever.
Yeah, well, actually, that was something that happened in Keene years ago, was Topless Tuesdays at Central Square.
Yeah, but it was on the show at one point.
Oh, yeah, it was definitely on the show as well, because Conan was in, and Conan almost always comes in with his shirt off, and I frequently have my shirt off because it's hot during the summertime here in New Hampshire, and it's not that particularly cold in the studio either, so I'm comfy. And I'll do what I damn well please, because it's my studio. Anyway, if you want to see the studio, you can go to twitch.lrn.fm, and that is where we have our HD quality Twitch feed, and that is essentially a video streaming website, mostly for video game streaming, and every now and then we will actually have game streaming on the LRN channel, but that's where we put our video feed up primarily. We're also available on YouTube. So check it out over at twitch.lrn.fm. Don't forget to follow our channel on Twitch, and then you'll get notices if you'd like. You can get them via email or via the Twitch app if you have that installed on your phone. You'll get notices when we go live and also when other shows go live. So Call to Freedom is another great show that airs on lrn.fm right before our show does. So you can get notices for all that if you follow our channel over at twitch.lrn.fm. More about disorderly conduct, the police favorite catch-all charge, coming up here in moments, and you can share your calls and thoughts here on Free Talk Live.
From the second letter of Captain Mark. Any pirate knows that commerce is communication. Markets condense oceans of information into a single price. Innovations in communication are circumventing the scrutiny of the crown. This signals a change in the coin of the realm. The Crown uses digital currency to surveil, censor, seize, and destroy wealth at will, so pirate currency must protect us from this weaponized money. We need to move funds further, faster, cheaper, and without third-party observation, basing decisions on an accelerating flow of information, so pirates require nearly instantaneous transactions with no arbitrary limits on volume or artificial influences on fees. Most importantly, a pirate currency must preclude centralization. Otherwise, it will become another link in our chain to the crown. A superior currency will result in the obsolescence of the coin of the realm and the extinction of the crown itself. Trade above the grid. Join us at PiratesWithoutBorders.com.
Your property and your family are precious. Protect them with Blink, like we have. Blink motion-activated HD cameras are wire-free, set up fast, and their batteries last up to 2 years. And Blink's live feed option lets you monitor what's happening at home anytime, anywhere, from your smartphone. No contracts, no subscriptions, and Blink works with Alexa. You can get 3 Blink cameras for way less than the other guys, plus an extra 15% off. Visit BlinkProtect.com/FTL. BlinkProtect.com/FTL.
Zencash has changed their name to Horizon to better represent their transition from a cryptocurrency to a pioneering platform that protects consumer data. They're working towards the day when anyone will be able to build privacy-based applications on the Horizon platform. The unique spelling of Horizon is a nod to their heritage and recognizes that they remain committed to the vision that their project was built upon. Their coin and ticker symbol remain ZEN. Learn more at horizon.global and join the Horizon community. HORIZEN.global.
Some of the best sounds you'll ever hear are generic. Safe. Effective. Even money-saving. Just like FDA-approved generic drugs. Even if they don't come in the exact same color or shape as their brand name equivalent, they have the same key ingredients and go through a rigorous review process. Talk to your doctor or pharmacist today and visit fda.gov/generic drugs. Generics are safe, effective, and can save you money. You'll like the sound of that.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, and of course you can bring up whatever is on your mind. Our toll-free number for you is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've also got the Discord on-air call-in line rooms that are available to you. Go to discord.lrn.fm. It's our chat server. That's what Discord is. It's an easy way for you to interact with other Free Talk Live listeners before, during, and after the show. There are different channels on the Discord server. Of course, there's one for Free Talk Live, where people hang out during the show frequently. But there are other channels as well, that, you know, like topics like gaming or cryptocurrency or music, which is one of the newest ones. So go check that out over at discord.lrn.fm. And it is free, by the way, so it's easy to get on the Discord app at discordapp.com. Just go download that, create your username and password, and then go to, in your web browser, go to discord.lrn.fm, and it'll jump you right into our server. It's Ian and Melanie here in the studio tonight. We're talking about the police and them just arbitrarily being able to decide, well, we're going to lock down this area. And I remember one of the most outrageous examples of this, of course, was out of Boston. Probably a decade ago, maybe you recall hearing the story.
And they just locked down Boston, basically.
They locked down blocks, and like 10 blocks of Boston, downtown Boston, over some light bright boards. Do you remember hearing that story?
It's a light bright board.
Light bright. Remember, you don't remember light bright when you were growing up? Maybe
I was thinking of when they locked it down for the bombing, which at least made a little bit more sense.
Oh, no. You're thinking about the Boston Marathon bombing.
Yeah.
No, this was way before that. This was years before that. This would have been, it must have been like a decade ago. Because we had Zebler on, who was one of the two people who was involved in this so-called crime of placing light bright boards. Now, light bright, in case you don't recall, maybe it was already done for by the
little
time you were growing up.
Little plastic pegs that you stick in.
Yeah. Right. It's a light board.
Construction paper.
I think it's like a plastic board with the light pegs that you stick in. And
you put paper over the light bulb.
Do you put paper? Maybe you've actually used the thing. I don't know. I feel like I probably used it when I was a kid, but I don't remember much about it. But anyway, it lights up. And you make designs on these things. So what they made was Moonanites, which was one of the characters from a show called Aqua Teen Hunger Force. So they made these Moonanite boards, and one of the Moonanites, I guess, is flipping the bird in their little light bright version. And so they put these Moonanites up, and I forget, I think it was just a promotional. I think it was they were hired by Cartoon Network to do this as a promotion, sort of like an underground hip promotion of this television program. And they didn't think that this was going to be seen as a potential bomb threat. But
because neither does any sane
person. Right. So
even a little bit of sane. You're not even going to be completely sane.
But some insane person called the police and said they saw these things and they thought they were dangerous or whatever. The police treated them as though they were bombs. They locked down swaths of the city and cost taxpayers who knows how much money. I think there were some estimates at the time, and of course it was ridiculous.
Yeah, I'm less worried about the wasteful spending than I am about the hostage taking.
Well, right, the lack of freedom, the inability to leave one's own home, which of course also happened during the actual Boston bombing years ago, where they locked down a large swath of Watertown and went literally door to door with guns, pointing them at people, pointing them at people's homes, as the police in full military gear went, again, home to home, room to room, searching for these alleged bombers, ultimately failing to find them until a individual happened to notice a trail of blood being, like, going into his boat in his backyard. And he only happened to notice that because he went and violated the police's no-leave-your-homes order so he could go outside and smoke a cigarette. So this whole lockdown thing actually made it harder to find the alleged bombers. Because if the police had actually had average people out and about looking around their environment, they might have noticed sooner rather than later this individual who was in the boat. But again, the cops get no credit whatsoever for finding the guy that was in the boat. All that credit goes to, I think it was either a homeowner or renter or whoever it was there on that particular property. And the same thing was true years ago. You remember the D.C. shootings? where they kept on capping people at gas stations?
Yeah, that guy was from New Orleans.
Oh, one of them was from New Orleans. The other one wasn't, though?
I don't know. Well, I just remember them saying, because it was on the radio in New Orleans that he was from New Orleans.
So in that situation, again, it was a tip from an individual that led the police to these two people. It wasn't the dragnet of cops. It wasn't the whatever searches that they were doing, the shutting down of areas and searching. None of that stuff actually worked. So, again, keeping people in their homes actually seems to be a detriment to finding a criminal who's at large. But that's what happened. It's what happened in Manchester over the weekend, or actually on Friday. And then, Melanie, you had a related story, and I guess I got a detail wrong. The statement was that students were held in the school overnight, and you say you saw that somewhere on social media, but that's not what the media, the real media, is reporting. They're claiming it was a nine-hour lockdown, which means it would have gone likely into the evening. It was probably
dark. But I don't know when that was 9 hours from. I know that it was the lockdown at night.
They say the lockdown began at 11 a.m. So,
right, but they're in school, trapped in school at 11 a.m.
Correct.
Anyway, so but that doesn't make
it
a lot of sense.
9 hours beyond that. So it sounds like the earliest they would have gotten out of the school is 8 p.m. at night. So it would have been fully dark out in Manchester, New Hampshire at that point. And was there details you wanted to share from that particular story about the lockdown?
I mean, just it was locked down. They were telling kids they couldn't leave. I mean, that's
right.
Really...
yeah.
All there is to it.
Well, I did see some of the posts from students who were upset about this. There's some social media, because obviously they all got their phones with them, right? So they're able to tweet and post updates to social media about what's going on. And one student was saying, according to, I think this is, was it Boston? No, Boston25News.com. They had one student saying, "Mom, they're not letting me leave." This was at 1:49 in the afternoon, so that must be right around time when school gets out. "Why?" she says, "and I'm getting pissed off. Like they said that we may have to stay here until 5 because of the shooting." Mom says, "What shooting?" Student says, "I'm getting mad. Mom, if they don't let me leave at 2:30, I'm walking out. I don't care." Now, I want to know if that student actually did.
Probably not. That just sounds like something you would say when you're like, "Well, I'm just going to go to the bank and tell them to fix the account." I'm like, no, you're not. Like, no, you're not. Like,
well, now, hold on. Now, there are some kids with the huevos to do something like this. See, I can imagine myself actually doing something like that.
I can imagine myself saying something like that and then not doing it.
So there actually was a lockdown on Keene State College campus a few years ago while me and... I think a couple other liberty activists were there having breakfast, and there was a shooting across the street from the college. They locked down the college and were trying to tell telling students they couldn't leave the student dining commons. Well, we just went ahead and left anyway. So
that's a little bit different. So if there's an active shooter in the gun-free zone that I'm in, mm-hmm. maybe I want to leave.
Well, what if I want to leave anyway? That was the thing. They were telling people they couldn't leave. We just went ahead and left anyway. Because it should be your risk to take.
All right.
We're coming up here.
Unrisk in that situation.
Well, I mean, there actually was a shooting going on in this particular case, in the case of Keene State College, across the street. More coming up here in moments. This is Free Talk Live.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs. So you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
USA Radio News.
Hurricane Florence is a Category 4 hurricane expected to hit the Carolinas later part of this week. South Carolina Governor Henry McMaster talked about what he's expecting in his state later this week.
When it gets to the land, it'll be moving slowly across the land, which means it'll be sitting here raining on us for a long time. So we're preparing for a whole lot of flooding, as well as these high winds and the surge coming up maybe 10 feet high.
Today, White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders held a daily press briefing. Again, one of the topics brought up was that mysterious op-ed that was penned by supposedly a senior administration official. Sanders was asked about the op-ed and if the administration is working to find out who, in fact, wrote it.
We're certainly focused on things that actually matter, and the staff here that is here to do their job and not undermine the great work that this president and this administration has done.
This is USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything that you want. Our toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Plus, we've got on-air call-in lines on our Discord chat. If you want to sound like you are sitting in the studio with us, then go grab the Discord app for your favorite operating system or smartphone and jump into our on-air call-in line rooms, and we'll join you there, and you'll sound great with us. The Discord server, by the way, is discord.lrn.fm. Free Talk Live brought to you by Bitcoin.com. Bitcoin.com wants you to know that Save It Purse is now accepting Bitcoin Cash as one of their two main deposit cryptocurrencies. What is Save It Purse? SaveATPurse.com allows you to save big time on your purchases at Amazon. No joke, I do it all the time. Whenever it is I need to get something from Amazon, which recently I put in quite a few orders because we're opening up a what we're going to call a Bitcoin embassy here in New Hampshire, here in Keene, very soon. It's actually in process of being remodeled right now for grand opening, hopefully within the next week. But I ordered almost everything that we needed through Amazon, and I got 20 to 29% off. The only reason why I got 20% off of one thing was because one of the items that we tried for 29, there's like an issue with the order, and anyway, we had to change the item, and we got to be in more of a hurry. So if you're not in a hurry, you can put it at like 29% sometimes. You can go up to 33% off, and if you're patient, eventually it might sell. Somebody might buy that thing for you, and then, you know, they get your Bitcoin, or they get your Bitcoin Cash, because you can now use Bitcoin Cash as your deposit currency. You can save big time on whatever it is you are probably going to buy anyway, and Why pay full price? If you've got Bitcoin Cash on hand, you can now deposit it over at saveatpurse.com and save big on your Amazon purchases. Saveatpurse.com. Let's go to the phones to the fun. We've been talking mostly about disorderly conduct as a ridiculous crime, that so-called crime that the police have the ability to charge people with. Brennan, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead. What's on your mind tonight?
Hi, y'all. Earlier, y'all were talking about bail bonds and a ridiculous story. I just wanted to share one.
Sure.
I was up in Tennessee a few weeks ago, and my brother-in-law got arrested on a misdemeanor warrant, and so he didn't know the address I was staying at, and so he was put in the system as homeless. Well, they ended up putting that in, and if you don't put an address in the jail database properly, then you can't actually use a bail bondsman, or no bail bondsman will actually help you out because you listed homeless. And so I called the jail on multiple times trying to get the address fixed and told them that he didn't know the address. And they said, well, he's going to have to be the one to tell the pod officer his correct address. And I was like, well, how am I supposed to tell him to tell the pod officer? They were like, well, you could try to send them an email through this thing. So I went to this website where you can send emails per cost. And I bought like $10 worth of credit. Well, he never checks that. And then I bought, they have this iPad thing where they can check out an iPad for 24 hours, unlimited use, I guess, to send messages. And so I did that. I
put where is this? This is in New Orleans?
No. This is in Tennessee. I was in Tennessee a few weeks ago.
Tennessee. I'm sorry. I missed that detail. Okay.
Okay.
They'll let the prisoner check out an iPad for how long? 20 minutes?
4 hours, but you can only send
four
emails
hours.
And be very limited to things. Like, you can't surf the internet or anything.
I was probably locked down.
Yeah. But still.
I put money on the phone. I tried everything I could to try to get him to, you know, pay attention and never check the iPad, never check the phone. And so anyways, I ended up calling every bail bondsman in town, and I finally thought I found someone that would meet me up there. And so I drive up to the jail. The bail bondsman stands me up because they say that they're not going to do, yet again, they're not going to bail someone out that put homeless down, even though I told him on the phone that he had put homeless. So I really lucked out. When I got to the jail, there was a nice lady, a bail lady, that actually said, okay, I'll help you out. But
damn.
then you have to pay 10% of the bond,
yep,
plus a $20 fee. And
you don't get that back. Bondsman.
Right, you don't get that back, and I could have actually put the money down myself, but the problem with that is that they're going to take out court costs plus whatever other stuff, to satisfy that. So you're screwed either way. Like, it's crazy.
Oh yeah, they've got you over a barrel, and you know, you're already pointing out some of the things in these jail systems where they charge you out the yin yang for access to things like a very restricted email system. They of course have phone calls that they charge you an arm and a leg for, and there's just so much money to be made off of what is ultimately the backs of the poorest of the poor. I mean, for the most part, the people in jail tend to be poor. They tend to be people who don't have a whole lot of money and a lot of means. And, you know, if they had a job, they probably lost it because they got put in jail. So it gets harder and harder for them to actually pay all of these fines. And then, of course, eventually, if you don't pay the fines, they'll put you back in jail. And some jails, I don't know if Tennessee is that way, but in some jails, they don't do it this way up here, thank goodness, but in some jails, they actually charge you per day. So not only are the taxpayers charged whatever arbitrary amount they're being taxed to support these jails, they actually hit the prisoners or the inmates with a per day fee. So then when they get out of jail, they then have a hefty bill that they owe to the jail. And of course, that keeps them in this sort of cycle of poverty and this cycle of debt that they can never really truly escape from, and before they know it, they're back on the inside.
Absolutely. And $1.75 a minute to set up a phone call. Nobody can collect calls anymore. And then if you want to set up a video, you can actually set up a video visit where,
right,
you know, you're Skyping with them, but they were like, well, why don't you set one of those up, and then you can tell him to change his address. Well, those were almost a week out, and then they were inconvenient. And they, you know, you think that it's a video call, and they have the iPad that I had already paid for them to check out, so they could just Skype with me whenever. No, they have set times, and I mean, it's just different.
Yeah, times you're allowed to be on TV, and this is...
Right.
I've never had problems taking collect calls from jails, though. That is, like, everything else I 100% agree with you with.
You can't call into a jail.
No, you can't call
and
in.
And if your friend doesn't know your phone number, then how do you get them the number?
Okay.
That was what you were...
But you can't take a collect call if you have a cell phone. You have to have a landline.
I've done it.
There are
I've done it from several jails.
Okay, so things are getting better at some jails, but probably not getting better at other jails. And what's happening is there are phone systems like Securus and others, you know, these systems that
That's the one.
It was Securus. Yeah, so...
Yeah, take a call from Securus.
Right, so what they have to do usually, though, is they have to put money onto their own account in order to dial out to a cell phone. So they'll allow call-outs to cell phone, but that's different than a collect call to a landline.
Well, free call. And then whenever it calls you, like, I was the recipient of the free call, and it's like, it has this big advertisement, hey, here's how you put money on his books. Go to this website. And then at the very end, it goes, if you want to accept the call, press 1. If you want to block it, press 2. And if you don't do that, then you don't get that one free call that they
Correct.
Have. I mean,
Correct.
It's crazy.
It is a crazy system. It's super abusive towards the poorest of the poor.
Well, some jails, I don't know if this is a time difference or an area difference, because I wasn't having calls from all the jails at the same time, but some of them... The person had money on their account, and then I just had to press 1, and some of them, it was billed
to
me.
Right.
Yeah.
Those will be, it's unlikely that they're going to be able to bill to your cell phone number, because I don't think the same collect calling system works
done it.
Like that. Really?
Yeah.
You've seen jail calls on a cell phone bill?
Yeah.
They tried that.
I've never heard of that.
They had a prepaid with that Securus thing. I could put a credit card down. And
yeah,
then
you normally have to pay in. You normally have to pay in into an account. I've only ever heard of a collect call affecting a landline. Usually you can't even receive them on a cell phone. That's my experience. But again, every system's different. Maybe it's something that in Louisiana that's unusual. But Vernon, you're in Louisiana.
I live in Louisiana, but I frequent up to Tennessee a lot.
Well, it doesn't matter where he is. It matters where the jail is, I would imagine.
Unless there's some sort of rules in the phone systems in each state
that might
differ.
That New York City, I read an article in the Wall Street Journal a few weeks ago that said I think New York City was now going to allow free phone calls. So I thought, and I could be wrong, but somewhere
right.
in New York.
I don't believe it.
I mean, Google News did amazing.
Free jail phone calls or free phone calls for anybody?
No, free jail phones, like they weren't going to charge.
No way.
I could be
no
wrong.
Way.
I would have
no way, those prisoners will be on the phone all day. I mean, to some extent, the cost keeps people off the phones.
I don't know. I could be wrong. But Google News, it's free phone call, New York, or jail. I don't know. You know.
All right. Hey, Vernon, thanks for the call tonight. I'm actually glad you brought that up, because it reminded me I've got a related story about these phone jail systems or jail phone systems here that we can tell you about, because there's a great organization that keeps tabs on things that go on inside prisons. And I've actually been sitting on this one for a little bit. So let me see if I can dig that up. Since you brought it up, more coming up here, 855. 450-FREE, 855-450-3733.
Bitcoin.com wants you to know about SaveItPurse.com. Since launching in 2014, over 200,000 users have saved an average of 15% for a combined $4 million using Bitcoin, or BTC. And now, you can use Bitcoin Cash, BCH, to fund your account. You can save between 5 to 33% on things you're going to buy anyway when you shop using SaveItPurse.com. Add items to your cart, fund your account, select your discount, and save. SaveItPurse.com. Save ATPurse.com.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the states. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
Broadcasting to over 1,000 radio stations, GCN programming is in all of the largest markets. A GCN advertising career could be the business opportunity you've been waiting for. Companies need hardworking representatives just like you to handle their needs, while you earn residual income which can last for years. Companies are buying and they need you. Email advertise@gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Hey, it's Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll-free here. Bring up what you want. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We do have our Discord on-air call-in line rooms. They're open for you over at discord.lrn.fm. We went from talking about disorderly conduct as a BS catch-all charge to talking about the BS of the prison phone industry. We had a gentleman call in from Louisiana complaining about a situation in which he was trying to reach a friend inside a facility and how very difficult that can be. And that also led to a discussion of these prison phone providers like Securus Technologies that is essentially a government-approved monopoly, right? Like, you can't choose. If you're a prisoner, you don't get to choose your options of which phone provider you get to use in there. You use whatever they give you. And what they give you is going to charge you an arm and a leg just to try to call home and talk to your family or, you know, talk to your loved ones outside. And I have a story that actually came up this year in Prison Legal News, which is an excellent publication. They've been around for years, and they publish a monthly publication that is, about 60, 70 pages long every single month. It's chock full of useful stories. If you care about prison reform and you care about, you know, how ridiculous these prisons and jails around the country treat these the inmates and prisoners, this is one of the best organizations that reports on what goes on out there. And they're reporting for the benefit of prisoners in a lot of cases. I'm sure most of their subscribers are on the inside of various different facilities. So here's the headline from July of 2018. Steve Horn reporting for Prison Legal News, their website prisonlegalnews.org. The prison phone industry has quietly become even more of a duopoly. In little-noticed regulatory filings in New York, Maryland, West Virginia, Ohio, and Arizona, in May of 2018, telecom company Securus Technologies solidified its grip over the prison and jail phone service industry by announcing its acquisition of one of its competitors, ICS Solutions, also known as ICS. First reported by Law360, Verizon.com. The purchase further consolidates the duopoly of the prison telecom market, which is now largely split between Securus and another competitor called Global Tellink, or GTL. GTL and Securus currently own over 70% of the prison and jail phone industry, according to data crunched by the Prison Policy Initiative, a criminal justice research and advocacy organization. The regulatory filings, joint petitions by Securus and IC Solutions regarding the acquisition also included the private equity firm TKC Holdings, the company that owned IC Solutions. TKC also owns Trinity Services Group and Keefe Group, which provide food and commissary services to prisons and jails. This TKC Holdings is a company that makes buku bucks off of these prisons all across the United States, because ultimately they can. The companies providing these services get into sweetheart deals with the prison or jail in question. The jail and the prison gets a cut of every single phone call that is being made, and so they have an incentive. The jail has an incentive to sign these agreements with them. The filing state that Securus will acquire all the issued and outstanding membership interests of ICS. As a result, ICS will become a wholly owned direct subsidiary of Securus. Petitioners intend to consummate the transaction as promptly as possible after the necessary federal and state regulatory approvals have been received. Unquote. Just a week before the announcement of the acquisition, the New York Times revealed the former Missouri Sheriff, Corey Hutchinson, had been indicted for using Securus' telephone system at his jail to obtain location data on cell phone customers without a court order. Put another way, Securus' platform can be abused by law enforcement officials to spy on people who receive calls from their incarcerated loved ones. Officially, as the regulatory filings in New York and West Virginia point out, there are other competitors in the prison and jail telecom market besides Securus and GTL, including Legacy Long Distance, Network Communications International Corporation, Paytel, and Legacy Inmate Communications. But by and large, Securus and GTL dominate the industry, and IC Solutions was already in a distant fourth place behind GTL, Securus, and CenturyLink. The regulatory filings noted that Securus would now have an even greater opportunity to market its telecommunication services to prisoners, including tablet devices. This is what our caller was talking about. They didn't have these when I was in jail for a couple of months for civil disobedience back in 2011, but now apparently, quote, inmate calling can also be permitted from these tablets, further facilitating the ability of inmates to connect with their friends and family. Now, our caller said that wasn't an option for him, and that's because these are just options. So if the jail wants to allow inmates to make calls, then this is an option for them.
Yeah, and they're going to base that on their budget and how much money the inmate has and how secure the facility is and everything else.
I suspect
it's
Securus,
new, so everybody's not going to have it.
Well, I suspect Securus will provide the tablet. That would be my guess. Securus will likely provide the tablet, given that they're going to make a bunch of money off of it.
It still depends on how much money the person has in that case.
Oh, yeah. And it's $20 per visit here in Keene. And that's, again, I don't know if they are using tablets here. As of the most recent time I checked into it, you had to go in and schedule a time on which you could then connect with the person you want to connect with. So you go back in on the scheduled date, and then you have to sit in a little room, and the prisoner has to go up to a phone that's on a wall. And then they can, you know, take the phone and talk to you on it. If you've seen Derek J's victimless crime spree at Victimless Crime Spree.
I've seen the video jail video phones.
That's what that is.
It's on TV and then the glass wall in real life.
Right. So the prisoner is using a phone with a screen on it. And that screen, normally it connects to the rooms that the visitors can go into. They sit in a little room and then they can talk to the prisoner. But there's also a remote link option. So if you aren't in the town and you don't want to come to the jail, you can actually connect online through some sort of, you know, this, again, the Securus has this technology to do that. And to their credit, that's pretty useful, right? Like, I'll give them credit. I mean, I'm no fan of these phone systems or whatever, but if you've got a loved one...
I don't consider them to be real companies.
What do you mean?
Well, they're not... I don't consider them to be private companies.
Well, I mean, they're not state-owned.
That doesn't mean they're private.
Well, I don't know who owns them, but they're not state actors.
That's fine. That doesn't mean... Okay, so if the state contracts the building of a jail out to a private company, It's not.
So you're saying Chris
free
Wade?
Market
you're
work.
Saying you're saying Chris Wade, who sells some, who's our third Friday night co-host, who sells computer parts. If he sells to the government, he's no longer a private company.
Okay, so if you own a grocery store and a cop happens to walk in and buy lunch, that's not your problem. If you own, you know, a business that does nothing other than cater to the government.
I see.
You're not a private entity.
So you're saying if 100% of the business is government, then you're not.
Yeah, Securus is not a private company.
Okay. All right. That's an interesting argument. But either way, unlike the government, they do have some level of innovation here, right?
Oh, yeah. They still have some profit incentives.
Right. So they've innovated this ability for people to connect to a prisoner remotely, which is a new thing. Right, you used to have to go to the jail. You had to, you know, submit your ID to the jail, and then you had to wait around, and then they'd let you in, and you could visit.
I don't know if it's a net positive though, because I can see them using that as an excuse to get rid of in-person visits.
Oh, they have here in New Hampshire.
That's not good.
You're in a separate room. So it used to be at the old jail that you would actually see the real-life person. They would actually get the inmate. They'd pull them down from population. They'd take them with a guard to a room, and then you were on sort of like the classic movie situation, right, where there's the phone. You lift up the handset of the phone. They lift up their handset, and you can talk to them. You can actually see them in front of you. They got rid of that a decade ago when they moved to the new jail here in Keene, and now you go to the jail. But you sit in a concrete room in which there's a phone mounted to the wall with a video
camera. Yeah, and there, there's not even a trade-off, which is what I understood the situation in Keene to be, but I wasn't sure. There's not even a trade-off. Whereas if you could just log into your tablet from wherever, at least there's a trade-off there.
Right, and now you
but
can do
getting
that.
Getting rid of visits the difference is not a good plan.
The difference is they charge you if you're doing it remotely, but you don't have to pay if you go to the jail.
Well, right, but if you have a friend in, you know, if you're in Keene in jail and you have a friend in, you know, Southern California or somewhere far away, there's a benefit to that. Whereas if you have to show up anyway, then there's no benefit you're getting in exchange for that.
Well, in the case of this, showing up, the benefit is you don't have to pay. If you're remote, you got to pay $20 for 10 minutes or whatever the length of time
is. Right, but I'm saying showing up and not getting to see them in person. So basically you have to show up and
to avoid
a charge. No, but you have to show up effectively to FaceTime them.
That's correct.
Or Skype them versus
Paying $20.
No, versus having a visit.
Well, that's just not even on the table anymore.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
Right, so now you have the choice
of
show up.
So there's no benefit for that trade-off. Whereas if it's remote, at least there's a benefit for the trade-off of no more visits.
But you're still paying $20 if it's remote, so they hit you for the $20. So you pay by either the time and the effort of going to the jail, or you pay for the $20 of setting up at home. And then, of course, you have to allow Securus and their software on your computer, which is another problem. There's more coming up here. Free Talk Live.
Folks, this is very important information. What's to be said about CBD? AncientLifeOil.com. Our CBD is made from hemp and has 0.003 THC, which means this wonderful product won't get you high, no matter what amount you take. What does CBD do for the body? My hands are tied, but you can Google CBD benefits and be astounded. When you're finished reading, you'll want to log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. And purchase. Life is good when you feel good. People are tired of pain. People are asking for non-GMO organic products to help them with, you fill in the blank. Legal in 49 states, and again, our CBD is made from hemp. Ancient Life Oil is about helping people, one by one by one. If you wonder how good the product is, the CEO takes it every day without miss. AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Have a great day.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.